Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir.
Hi.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Could I please begin with your birth year, just the year, sir?
1970.
Thank you, sir. 1970. Okay, and the highest level of school that you've completed, sir, or education?
Oh, high school.
Thank you, sir. And Hispanic, Latino, or Caucasian, white, black, Afro-American?
Black, yeah.
Thank you, sir. And just move here, black, African-American. Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local officials in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Almost certain. Will probably vote. Chances are 50-50. Will you probably not vote or definitely not vote?
50-50.
Thank you, sir. How motivated are you to vote in the 2024 elections from a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. Which one, sir, from 1 to 10?
The 8.
Thank you, sir. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has from a scale from 0 to 10.
Oh, shoot. That. With 0 being the worst?
Yes, sir. And 10 means that, right, has a lot of power.
They just put whoever they want to put in there. I don't want to get political in there with me. Zero. They put whoever they want to put in there.
Believe me, I have my opinions, and I respect yours, too. I always have to keep neutral just to respect your decisions here. But, of course, I have my opinions, and thank you, sir, for understanding me.
Yeah.
Think about the upcoming elections in 2024. What are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You could select up to 2, sir. The Israeli-Palestine conflict, abortion, health care, student forgiveness, jobs and the economy, voting rights and democracy, immigration, criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, racism and discrimination.
I'll say health care and the one with the economy. And
okay, jobs and economy?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. And moving on. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, which 10 means you feel very warm or favorable towards them. 5 means you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from a scale of 0 to 10. Joe Biden?
He's fine. Human. He's fine.
Okay.
10.
Thank you, sir. Republicans in Congress.
Right. 10.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
All right by me, even though Daddy didn't win to no blacks. 10.
Okay. 10. Okay. And Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't even know who that is.
Okay, there's a never heard of. I could put that, no problem. Kamala Harris.
She got put in there, but we never saw her after that. I guess 5.
5, okay. Thank you, sir. Democrats in Congress.
Like I said, either or. 5.
Okay, thank you, sir. And in the 2024 elections for president, if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I say Trump again.
Okay. See, and if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump? I believe it would be Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Okay. Thank you, sir. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, will not vote?
No. Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to the black people during the 2020 elections, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept a few of his promises, or not kept any promises?
He kept a few.
Kept a few of his promises. Thank you, sir. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? Defends democracy. And let's see. Let's put it like this. And are you much more or less likely to support, somewhat more or less likely to support them? Somebody that defends democracy.
More or less, yeah.
Okay. More or less. Okay, so would you say we have much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. And secures the border.
You tried that already.
Mm-hmm.
Well. I think that money could go elsewhere.
Okay. So then in that case, it'd be much less likely to support or much more likely to support. Where would you fall between that scale?
More or less. Okay.
So somewhat less likely to support? Somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay. And grows the economy.
Who?
Grows the economy. Somebody that grows the economy. More likely to support or much less likely to support or somewhat less likely to support or somewhat more likely to support.
Someone more likely to support. Hopefully.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Wants to build black wealth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would be
more likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Looks out for people like me. In other words, yourself.
Yeah, more likely.
Thank you, sir. Puts people over politics.
More likely to support.
Thank you, sir. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
More likely to support.
Thank you, sir. And for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well. And 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Protects abortion rights.
5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And is effective and gets things done.
5.
Okay. Is honest and ethical.
5.
Thank you. Fights racism and discrimination.
5.
Okay. Wants to build black wealth.
5.
Okay. And is too woke?
5.
Okay. And brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
10.
Thank you, sir. Now, next I'm going to read some of the statements that people have made for each one. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 makes it makes you extremely motivated to vote for the Democrats in Congress. 5, it makes you somewhat motivated. 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. So you could use anything from one to ten. Mm-hmm. As a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historical low level under Democratic leadership.
5.
5, okay. Thank you. And as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
I was all right regardless. 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
I would say 10 for them. I don't have that.
Thank you, sir. As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me. With a month's supply of insulation for seniors now at $35 and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
10.
Thank you, sir. As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12,000 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, S-N-A-P.
10.
Thank you, sir. Okay, we're almost there, sir. I'm going to read you some of the... Right, I'll tell you exactly where we're at. We're at 70%, so we'll be done soon. I'll try to read a little faster. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your patience. Yeah, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your personal... on your life personally. Lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping installation costs at $35 for seniors. Next, invest in $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Next, invest in Black small business ownerships and entrepreneurships. Next, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Next, brought the unemployment rate down to a historic level for Black Americans. Next, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under American Rescue Plan. Next, eliminated $127 billion in student loans debt for 3.6 million borrowers. Next, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
I've been investing in food programs.
Invested in food program. Okay.
Yeah.
$12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Thank you. Next question. Okay. It wants you to choose one more.
Oh, let's see, I forgot all of
them. You could pick up to 3, actually.
Okay.
We got prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs, we'll do that one. We'll do that one with elderly and
The insulin cost. And then we have the affordable housing. We have Black small business ownership, entrepreneurships. We have credit card fees.
Let's do the credit card one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And we almost there, sir. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided? Or you would not vote?
The Republican.
Okay, sir. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new business and jobs that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. The next. Next we have, we should invest in safety net programs that will raise black families out of poverty.
The second one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And then let me tell you where we're at real quick. Okay, so we have, let's see. Okay, so we're about 80%. So now I have a couple questions. And next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing. It's a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0, which means not at all convincing. Convincing reason to vote for Democrats in Congress. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered the health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more black Americans and health insurance coverage in 2023.
Do I just pick what number?
Yep. Yeah.
10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And let's see. So now we have after MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights changes since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice and in deciding the future of our country.
10.
Thank you, sir. And then we all deserve access to good paying jobs and the chance to succeed. But Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on the middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to the big corporations and the ultra wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers for new good paying jobs, encouraging record growth in black owned small businesses, and closing the racial gap.
5.
Thank you, sir. And now we have, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community, but Republicans in Congress are about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
10.
Thank you, sir. And here we go. No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk of mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
10.
Thank you, sir. And that concludes that section. And now we have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in 2024 elections on a scale from 1 to 10?
5.
Thank you, sir. 5. Let's see. How much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate how you feel the power, how you rate the power of your vote from 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. And sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Are you undecided or you would not vote?
Republican.
Okay, thank you, sir. Once again, for each of the following priority traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress from a scale of 1 to 10. 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 0 describes somewhat well. 0 means does not describe them well at all. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Oh, 5.
Okay. Wants to build black wealth.
5.
Okay. So, okay, we're at 90% there. Think about your approach to political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18?
No.
No. Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Well, Republican.
Okay. And we're at 95%. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong? Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Not that strong.
Okay. Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other? Please specify.
Full-time.
Full-time? Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And for whom did you vote in 2020, general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I wasn't able.
Okay. Someone's wrong. Okay, so I'll put did not vote. Is it okay? Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income for all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, sir.
Oh, wow. I don't know. 70.
Okay. 70? Okay, there's a 65 through 74. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay. 98 is complete, sir. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend your religious services? More than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Seldom.
Seldom. Okay. And thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time, sir. I know your time is valuable, and we'll definitely your opinion does matter. Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful evening, and thank you for taking the time to do a survey with me.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Good night.
Good night.